He was 9 years old, weighed 35 pounds, and had at least 250 wounds on his body when paramedics found him in an Arlington apartment 10 years ago. Devontae Williams officially died of malnutrition with pneumonia. After a plea deal, his mother, Marcella, accepted a life sentence in prison for her role in the crime. Her domestic partner, Lisa Ann Coleman, however, will be executed unless the U.S. Supreme Court grants a stay. It's a horrible crime, no question, says Coleman's appellate attorney, John Stickles.
If you assume that they did everything the state said, Lisa should still not get the death penalty because her crime does not fit the definition of kidnapping. And without the kidnapping, it's murder. And if it's murder, she doesn't receive the death penalty.
His clemency petition to the state and to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals with new evidence that he says suggests no kidnapping occurred were denied. Stickles says his client is guilty of murder, but not of capital murder.
A poor black lesbian was singled out to receive the death penalty when the mother of the child was not. How is that fair?
Prosecutors say the punishment for Lisa Ann Coleman, one of only 8 women on death row in Texas, is appropriate because of the slow and cruel process in which Devontae Williams died, not her sexual orientation.
She was given the death sentence because of the facts of the crime and also because of her prior criminal history.
Stephen Condor is chief of post-conviction writs for Tarrant County's district office.
When you're focused on her sexual orientation, you're losing sight of the fact that what she did to this child. This child was basically beaten to death.
Coleman's execution is scheduled for this evening at 6 o'clock in Huntsville. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News, Arlington.